24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle states, seek first the kingdom, and all things shall be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Vashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Continue to listen and share our program with your friends and family. And be sure to send any questions or comments into our email at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. And anyone who sends in an email automatically receives a 4 Principles of Wealth Building audio. Our topic for today is one that a part of our closing series. We're at the end of the year and we're heading for the new year. And of course, we're thinking of what we need to do to make the new year much better than the year before. Many of us actually have gone through the assessment phase where we looked at what we did last year or what we did this year, because we're still closing this year out. And then we went through the, we call it the setting the sails for change, where we look at the changes we have to make in our lives to do the things we want to do, to become the persons that we want to become. And then the step now is defining your goals and objectives, defining those goals and objectives that support the things that we want to be, do, and have. And so this today we're going to take this topic from a couple of angles. You know, we've talked about this every year this time. We've gone over it. And There is an entire body of knowledge dealing with goal setting. And I'm going to summarize it, but then we're going to look at the other side. And the other side is this. Why don't people set goals? Why don't we set goals? And so between the understanding of the goal setting process and to get some insight into why we don't set goals, why others don't set goals, I believe that we can really set ourselves up to do what must be done to create the success that we desire next year. The content of what we're doing today comes from chapter 3 in our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, the goal setting, which is a part of the law of vision. And so let's look at this. You know, some people live their lives like stars on a predetermined trajectory to the end of their beginning. And other people live their lives like thistles in the wind, going hither, thither, and yon. And so the question is always, well, which are you? Are you a person who is on a predetermined path to be, do, and have the things you want? Or are you a person that's just bouncing around, going from failure to failure, going from disappointment to disappointment? One of the main reasons and causes for failure is lack of clearly defined goals. If you did not establish clearly defined goals last year, then wherever you are right now, this year is very predictable. It's just that you probably didn't predict it. It was predictable based on the forces of the universe going on around you. And so when we look at this, if failure, if lack of clearly defined goals is a cause of failure, then what do we have to do to clearly define our goals to reduce that possibility of failure? And by the way, folks, failure is just a dress rehearsal for success. So when we use the term failure, it's not fatal. It's just another experience in your growth process. There's a great thought, and it says, you can't hit what you can't see. There's a passage, a spiritual passage that says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And so if we started out last year with no written goals, then wherever we end up this year is probably not where we want to be. To make next year our year for outrageous success requires written goals. Not only requires written goals, but goals written in a certain way, and that not just that they're written, that they're committed to memory, and that they're repeated and focused on and thought about and talked about every day. So what are goals? Let's start at the top. Goals are the outcomes that you desire as a result of your efforts. Most of us have desires for safety, desires to have food and shelter, desires to be happy, desires to be loved, desires to live a certain lifestyle, to experience certain things. And so whatever the things are that we wish to accomplish, that we wish to be, that we wish to do, that we wish to have, these things are goals. And so we can look at goal areas. They're really goal areas. There's no one goal for all. There's no all-purpose goal. We can have goal areas such as personal goals, what we want to do for ourselves, physical goals, maybe how we want to cause our bodies to develop, spiritual goals, how we want to align with our Creator, family goals, how we want to interact with our family, some of the things that we would like to do for or with our family, professional goals, where do we want to be next year in our job, in our profession. Financial goals. What type of money do we want to have? What do we want our net worth to be at the end of the year? Emotional goals. Relationship goals. Relationship goals are powerful because we are basically relationship-oriented people. And so if we don't have goals for our relationships, then we get whatever comes our way. So the idea is goals are the stated desires that we want to be, to do, to have, to experience. The Habakkuk says, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. And what this is really saying, that whatever your goals are, your vision is the big picture. Your goals are the steps that lead you to your vision. For example, if your vision was to be a great educator, one, you know, those of us, you know, in college, there was always some educator, or in high school, there was always that teacher that seemed to be the one that guided certain students to greatness in their classes and their universities. And so suppose that was your goal. You want to be a teacher like, for me, there was a teacher, L.S. Williams. I want to be a teacher like L.S. Williams, where when the kids come into my class, they learn powerful things, they're transformed, and they go for it, and they strive to do their best. And so if that's your vision, then the goals are what lead you to that vision. It may be to complete high school, to complete college, to complete your education cycle through your doctorate. Next goal may be to get a good job at a university where you're paid a certain amount, where you have the recognition. And so each one of these things, the moment you write it down, that I want to, for example, I want to obtain my master's degree in elementary education. That's a written goal. Then that goal now is burned in your mind. And when you read it over and over, you work at it. And then you change the goal and increase the goal. So the idea is, whatever it is, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets. And when we say write it, we mean write it specifically, definitely, in sensory terms. That quote goes on to say, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Any vision that you have for yourself is put there by an all-knowing creator, by whatever name. And so the vision that you have for yourself is a vision for an appointed time, which is really your life destiny, your life purpose. It says, at the end it shall speak and it shall not lie. So once you have a vision for yourself and you believe in that vision, you have to know inside that it will manifest if you just hang in there. It said, though it may tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. So the vision that you have for yourself may not manifest in accord with your time schedule, but it will manifest in accord with its time schedule. We often talk of the farmer who plants corn. He has a vision of feeding his family with the corn. But when he plants the corn today, he cannot feed his family next week with the fruits of that corn. That corn takes about 60 to 90 days to grow. So his vision is for an appointed time. So the vision that you have for the things that you want to be, do, and have must be superimposed upon the cycle and the nature of the vision itself.
This is a great place to take a break and hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris. You know, it's graduation time again. From high school, college, trade schools, it's time to give the perfect gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Get an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for your loved ones. For only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, you not only get the 204-page book, but you also get over $100 in bonuses, including the workbook, audios, 12 affirmation poster, and much more. Go to www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com and get your perfect gift. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify,
TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. And now, back to our program on defining your goals and objectives for the new year.
So let's look at this. If that is the case, the vision is that place that you want to be at a particular point in time and space, then the goals are the stair steps to get you there. And we often say that your goals must be smart. And when you study the goal making process, it tells you your goals must be smart. S. They must be specific, definite, concise, and written. When we say specific, that means they must be definite, they must be concise, and they must be written. Writing your goals helps you crystallize exactly what you want. Write each goal in one or two sentences. Clearly define your goal in terms of your senses. How does it look? How does it smell? How does it move? How does it sound? See your goal in terms of size, color, location, movement, and any other characteristic or property that can be perceived by the senses. You see, the first law of success says, a mind shall have whatsoever it thinks in its heart. So there's a relationship between your thoughts and your feelings. Similarly, when you set a goal, there's a relationship between the specific goal and how it feels to you, and even more importantly, how it makes you feel. And so when you describe your goal in sensory terms, you can almost taste it, you can smell it, you can feel it. Also, when you write it in short, specific sentences, it now facilitates your ability to read it over each and every day. When we talk about the goal setting process, a part of the process of manifesting your goals is not only to write it, but to read it two or three times each day. Just an aside, that is where most of us lose the game. We'll spend January 1st writing the goals, writing our New Year's resolutions, and by February 1st, we don't even remember what they are. By March 1st, we can't even find the written documents. And so this idea of writing it specifically is key. M, your goal must be measurable. Very often when we do seminars, people say, well, my goal is to help people be happy. Okay, well, what does that mean? What does happiness look like? How does it feel? And so your goal must be measurable to determine its dimensions. When a goal is measurable, you have a standard by which to analyze and estimate its completion. You see, if it's not measurable, it's hard to determine how much energy to use. It's hard to determine when you're going to get there. Having a goal that's not measurable is like going to buy an airline ticket with no destination. You can't buy the ticket. To achieve your goals, they have to be measurable because you have to determine the amount of energy necessary to achieve it. And you have to be able to have sign markers along the way so that you can measure your effort, whether to increase or decrease your efforts as you go to achieve your goals. A, your goal must be set in advance. Our nature, we are goal-seeking creatures. And so when you set your goal in advance, then that goal then determines the destination. It determines the desired outcome. When it is set in advance, you can now make plans to achieve it. When it is set in advance, you can now repeat it over and over until it is burned into your subconscious mind. When your goal is set in advance, it can now give you focus for your energy and for your consciousness to make it happen. R, your goal must be realistic. Sometimes you'll see the term, it must be relevant. You see, when your goal is realistic and relevant, that means it has meaning for you. We often say that nothing is impossible, but a goal may be impossible at your particular state of development. And let's even say improbable, because when the need is there, people can do impossible things. We often tell the story of the lady who lifted a 3,000-pound car off of her son who'd been struck by the car, and the car was lodged on top of him. And if it stayed there, it would kill him. And so we have the ability to do the impossible. But the idea of relevance and realism says that set a goal that is realistic based on where you are right now. Because when you set unrealistic goals, they can undermine your efforts so that you don't get into doing what must be done. You set a goal that's so big and so far off that you get frustrated and quit before you get close enough to taste it and smell it and experience it. And then finally, your goal must cover a certain time period. You see, the law of time, the law of value, is superimposed upon the law of vision. And when the scripture says your vision is yet for an appointed time, that means that there is always a time element to your goals. If you have a goal that you can accomplish by and by, you never accomplish it. So by having a time element, you can then say to yourself as you move from day to day in your activities, you can then say, what is the best use of my time right now? When I consider my goals, my vision, and my purpose, and then you can act accordingly. This time period now must be realistic in light of your skill, your resources, and the time constraints of the goal itself, as we talked about with the growing of corn. If your goal is to have corn in 90 days, you can do that, because that goal is superimposed upon the natural cycle of the growth process of corn. So when you select your goals, the goals and your activity must be congruent so that you don't set yourself up for failure. And so every goals class says to you, write your goals, write them specifically, read them over each and every day, 2 and 3 times a day, until they are so burned into your consciousness that your goals literally direct your steps. So just reviewing. In order to create the outrageous success you desire in the new year, you must have goals which are specific, measurable, set in advance, realistic and relevant, and that cover a certain time period. That sounds good, doesn't it? But for some reason, people don't do it. And we talk a lot about the Yale University study that when a class was graduating, that only 3% of the graduating class had written goals that they reviewed on a daily basis. But over a period of 30 to 40 years, those 3% had a net worth greater than the collective net worth of the entire 97% of those who did not write their goals and read them over in a daily fashion. It seems so easy, doesn't it? So let's look at why people don't do it. And I want to look at this because all of us are guilty of not pursuing our goals with all the diligence and commitment that we are capable of. That whatever we're doing, we can always do better. Whatever we're doing, we can always do more. And so let's look at 7 reasons why people don't write their goals. Number 1, lack of belief and skepticism. Many people just don't believe the study, even though it's like, the global warming. There's a whole faction of people on this planet that deny science and ignore global warming. And so there are many people that look at the Yale study and they'll, for some reason, feel that it does not apply to them. Not only that, though, our beliefs are basically formed in our experiences. Our beliefs are very much impacted by the people around us. And so if we came from an environment where people did not make goals, if we were surrounded by people who don't make goals and who are not achieving great things in their lives, it's very easy for us to fall into that pattern of not believing in ourselves, to thinking we can't do it. And even worse, to think that it can't be done. So lack of belief and skepticism. And this is a subtle concept that undermines our efforts. Number two, sometimes we set the wrong goals. You know, when you set goals, the goals you set are very personal. They should be your goals. Many times we can live a life based on somebody else's expectations. And so we let other people set the goals for our lives. Many times as children, our parents want us to live their dreams. And we'll get on a path and follow their dreams. And way down the line, 30, 40 years later, we'll wonder why we're unhappy. And it's because we followed the goals. We did the system. They were smart goals, but they weren't our goals. They weren't goals that were in our hearts. So for our listeners, think about this. When you set your goals for this year, set the goals that are important to you, not based on other people's expectations for you. A third reason that people don't set goals is previous disappointments. You know, let's be really honest. As children, we were very resilient. When a child wanted to learn to ride a bicycle, he fell off that thing time and time again. But eventually he learned to ride by getting back up and getting back on the bicycle. But somehow as adults, we seem to lose that resiliency. And we'll have a couple of failures and disappointments, and man, we'll plumb out of this success game. We want to stay where we are, stay on the porch, keep that job, and hope that it runs forever. As parents, one of the things I'm very displeased with, if you notice now when they have games, there's this mindset that they want everybody to win. So you get a consolation prize that all the prizes are the same. And I think it really hurts our children because life does not work that way. When you get into the real world, there's winners. And there's people who get a lesson, a thought. There are only two things that happen in life. You either win or you get a lesson. If you look at a disappointment as a failure, but don't turn that failure into a dress rehearsal for success, you can get stuck. So previous disappointments, previous failures can cause us not to set goals. Because in our subconscious mind, we say, well, we never achieved them anyway. I set them last year and it didn't work. I set them the year before, it didn't work. I don't want to be disappointed. Previous disappointments. Number four, fear. Many times we don't set goals because of the fear of criticism. You know, when you set a goal and you share that goal with people and then you don't achieve it, then you have this feeling that maybe the people will laugh at you. They'll be critical of you. Maybe even when you share the goal in the first place, if you share it with the wrong people, they'll spend time telling you why you can't do it. And so fear can paralyze you to the point that you don't go for your goals. Sometimes you ask a person in a seminar, you say, well, what are your financial goals? What would you like? Oh, I'd like to be a millionaire. Okay, sounds great. Let's look at the goals to become a millionaire. Let's look at the steps. So what's your goal for this first year? You want to become a millionaire? What's the goal for the next 365 days? Well, and then for some reason, they revert back to where they are right now. If they're making $30,000 a year, they'll revert. Well, you know, I want to keep my job and I want to, you know, maybe make a little extra money on the side while I'm getting ready to get ready to be a millionaire. And so that's fear. Can undermine your efforts at goal setting to the point where you don't do it anymore. Number five, laziness. There's some people that are just lazy. And laziness is a learned behavior. Let me say that again. Laziness is a learned behavior. That people can be lazy based on the patterns that they have seen in their lives. They come from a family where everybody sleeps late, get up slow, do very little. And so that is the mold into which their life was cast. And you don't have to stay in it, but if you do, laziness will take you out. I often find the interesting thing when you give people an opportunity to change their lives. When they say, hey, my life really sucks. I'm unhappy. I'm broke. I got more month at the end of the money. And you say, well, listen, I have a business opportunity that can change all that. And they say, oh, well, I don't have time to do it. Well, if what you're doing right now is not working, why wouldn't you find the time? In other words, sometimes people find all of these excuses just because they're lazy and they don't want to go for it. Number six is your comfort zone. You know, many of us achieve a certain level of success and they get comfortable in it. We don't want to get up and work hard anymore. We accept whatever the hand that we've been dealt, and we convince ourselves that that's the best that we can do. You know, the comfort zone is a jail, and you will never achieve your greatness in your comfort zone. Greatness is achieved by growth, and growth comes about by adversity. And so growth is like the resistance that we must overcome to move to the next level. A diamond grows out of coal as a result of an intense pressure. A successful leader grows out of an average person as a result of intense pressure of trying, of failing, of getting up and trying again, of growing through each situation. And then finally, the seventh reason that people don't set goals is they want it now. And that's something that disturbs me about our millennial population, that being raised in the microwave age, so many people want it now. And the essence of goal setting, if you remember that initial statement that says your goal is yet for an appointed time. And so often you'll see young people come into a business and after they've been there 90 days, they want to know when they're going to get a raise. They want to get a promotion. And they don't understand patience. And so when people have that want it now attitude, and the goal is not a deliver it now goal, they undermine their efforts and determine it's not for them. And so, my friends, my listeners, the purpose of this message today, defining your goals and objectives, is to, one, show you what the goals and objectives are, that your goals must have certain characteristics to work for you. They must be specific, measurable, set in advance, realistic and relevant, and cover a certain time period. But we also wanted to look at the things that have kept us from achieving our goals, kept us from writing our goals and pursuing our goals. The lack of belief in the process and in ourselves, number one. Number two, setting the wrong goals, basing our lives on other people's expectations. Number three, previous disappointments, where we tried and failed and tried and failed, and then we finally threw in the towel. Number four, fear of failure, fear of criticism, even fear of change. Number five, laziness. If we're lazy, if we're not committed to give the energy necessary to accomplish our goals, stay on the porch. Number five, our comfort zone. To accomplish your goals, you must get out of your comfort zone, because the growth process requires action, results, challenge, action, results, challenge. It's a growth process. And then finally, they want it now. To recognize that every goal that we desire, everything that we want to be, do, and have has a cycle and a consciousness of itself. We must be aware of that consciousness and make our efforts congruent with the cycle of the goal itself, knowing that when we follow that cycle, the results will be achieved. I'll close with the Chinese bamboo tree that we talk about a lot, that it's a tree that you have to water and protect and nourish for 5 years. It does not grow. In other words, you don't see any visible evidence that this Chinese bamboo tree is going to grow. But in that fifth year, that is its cycle. It grows, and it grows so fast that in 90 days, it literally grows its full height, and you can hear it grow. And so in our lives, we have to be able to say, let me understand my goals. Let me understand their cycle, and let me make my life congruent with that. So folks, when we can do that, when we can follow those five steps, those five characteristics that our goals must have, when we can overcome these seven reasons for not pursuing our goals, for not pressuring and pushing ourselves to achieve our goals, then when we can do that, then we can do anything, and nothing is impossible, knowing that the best is yet to come. Don't forget our holiday special. You're going to need your toolbox for success, and the 12 Universal Laws of Success is your toolbox. This entire section on goal setting is right there in Chapter 3. We have that 2-for-1 offer to get 2 copies for the price of 1 at www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com. This is Dr. Herbert Harris saying thank you so much for the honor of being with you and sharing this moment in time and space as we set up to create the most outrageously successful year that we are about to experience, always knowing that the best is yet to come.
Ooh, yeah. I got the power is in my hands, and you only wish that you could understand. I got the power is in my hands, and you only wish that you could understand.
This is Dr. Herbert Harris saying thank you for tuning in this week, and join us again next week on our weekly journey to help you be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have whatever you want to have. Each of our power messages is designed to help you learn how to fly to your dreams, realize your vision, and achieve your purpose in life. Remember, the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. Bashaniradio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.